All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Singh, I want to direct my questions to you. I just want to ask about the Russian sanctions in particular, whether they've been effective or ineffective. And I want to just, as a backdrop here, offer a few pieces of information. So last March, a month into the war in Ukraine, President Biden went to the Royal Castle in Warsaw and unveiled a sanction regime that he said represented a, quote, new kind of economic statecraft with the power to inflict damage that rivals military might. I certainly hope he was wrong, because if he wasn't, then I'm a bit more worried about our military might than I was before I just read this quote. Because, look, the issue here is that the sanctions, if you look at the numbers, have clearly not matched up with what the Biden administration predicted. So a couple of pieces of information. Biden swore that the Russian economy would be, quote, cut in half. The White House predicted that last year the Russian economy would shrink by 15% or more. In fact, it shrank just 2.2%. Biden, I believe, said that the Russian ruble would be reduced to rubble. In fact, the Russian ruble is one of the best performing international currencies in the world today, and is worth, compared to our dollar, is worth the same that it was when the invasion began a little over a year ago. You were the architect of these sanctions, and so I'd like to better understand the approach that you advise President Biden to take. But first, I would like your candid assessment. Do you think that these sanctions have been effective?